Kylie Jenner is expecting hashtag attention. Kanye West is rolling out his new fashion line called The Chubby Bunny. And T.I. and Tiny, they are back on. Stay tuned to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live Reality Check.
I opt out to dance to this song. I'm sorry, Jesse. I can't.
Girl, bye. If you was in your backyard, you'd be in the backyard.
No, I would not to this song. Nope.
Live. To see Jesse trying to be white woman corporate right now. Wear her little bell bottoms on her orange. What is that?
Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. I'm your host, Ashley Gray. You can find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. Join with me in studio is not Zell, who was supposed to be here. Flaking like some cornflakes. Honey, what are almond milk? Or do you use 2%? The blue cap? Red cap. DJ Jesse Jennity is here in the building.
Simple truth, but that's fine. It's your boy DJ Jesse J.
Well, we don't know what happened. Is you in jail, boo? Because you know what happened on the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood reunion? And Mr. Ray got into it. Honey, I don't know if them was tiger stripes, makeup swatches. I don't know what happened because Mr. Ray, you know, he got on the internet and was like, you know, called them all kind of chimpanzees, monkey baby dragons and all this kind of stuff. Honey, it was a real good little cackle. But he was just like, hey, like you talked about beating me up, yet you just scratched my arm. The back of my hand. Honey, he looked like he just came from Sephora with some makeup swatches. Was that Fenty, honey? So, Zell, what really did you do? But then Zell came back to say, oh, look at those two black eyes that I just have given you. Even if through a filter, you can still see it. I didn't see it, and I have my good glasses on, so
well,
I'm confused.
Apparently, the NYPD is asking for him to come turn himself in.
So is I'm that like, why you're not here?
No, girl, because I done seen him yesterday.
Oh, you do live in NoHo. And you know what else Mr. Ray said? Mm-hmm. He was like,
shopping
yeah,
at Big Lots. And now he walked right on by. And I was like, hey, you coming on the show tomorrow? I was trying to get me a rice cooker, you know, because I get that at good prices. But then I realized you can get it cheaper on Amazon Prime. So I was just like,
Well, listen, Mr. Ray was like, you know what? When you get back to NoHo, we're going to have some people waiting for you. But obviously that fell through because no one was waiting for him. But you know what? Mr. Ray was at Lisa... What was her name?
Lisa Ray.
Lisa Ray's 50th birthday.
Weren't you supposed to go there?
Honey, I was not trying to go to no Players Club. Okay? She wasn't. A whole 50-year-old women and men, that was like the elderly Players Club. Honey, I can't. Yeah. But shout out to...
The Golden Girls Club.
Shout out to Social PR who helped put on the event. Let's talk about Kylie and Kanye West. They are both pregnant, it seems like.
Well, when I seen Kanye West, I was just like, I thought Bill Cosby was walking by free. I was like, well, wait a minute.
Ooh, that jello is in my belly. Looking like the Black Pillsbury Dough Man.
But
honey,
I can appreciate one thing about Kanye. As a fashion designer, he's smart because he made the shirts big enough so no matter what size you are, it's going to fit you. Because so, don't you hate when you get clothes and then you start losing weight and then you have to go buy a whole new wardrobe? Then you start putting muscle on. And then it's like, oh, I got to go buy new pants.
But listen, when I can see that peekaboo belly, it's time for you to go a size up. Because I don't think that you're supposed to have...
Fupa?
No, it wasn't no fupa. That was a peekaboo belly. Because a fupa is like when you have some bell bottoms on or high-waisted pants.
Kanye
and then...
was looking like Kung Fu Panda.
Listen, people are speculating that it's because of the medications that he are taking.
What kind of medication he on?
Listen, you know how the internet make up stories. I don't think that he's on any medication. They were saying like to balance him out. I think that Kanye's ego is too big for him to be on medication. He would be like, I don't need any medication. I'm fine.
I feel like these women are driving him crazy and he's just eating.
You know
and
what?
And he's just real depressed. Because, honey, that's why I put my weight on. I was depressed.
Rob. Now we know what happened.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what
I'm saying.
Look,
this is what the women do in that family. Like, unless you have a gay... So now we know Kanye ain't gay because he ain't put no wig on or nothing. Your dress
well,
on.
Not yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I just got a visual. I was like, we'll leave that to Caitlin.
Hey, Kate.
Hey. Come on the show, girl.
Oh, so Kylie Jenner is supposedly pregnant by Travis Scott. Insert
bitch, I was like
need
wondering,
for attention.
I was wondering who... I was like, ooh, let it be Lil Meech. That would be...
I mean, it's probably, who knows, Donald Trump. at this point, it could be anyone.
Kris Jenner probably inseminated
while she was sleeping
with a turkey baster.
You're doing great, sweetie.
It's okay.
You're doing great.
It's Donald Trump's sperm. Our child will be the omen to the world.
It's going
to
come out looking like a bunch of Florida oranges. So,
how about that?
She recently posted a snap just showing off her belly. It didn't look like she was pregnant. This is just a storyline to get us to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which did not work in your favor because I'm not watching. We'll see how the ratings are doing, but right now they are very stale. And I mean stale like day old grits, honey.
Because I'm just like, girl, if you're pregnant, like, that ruins your whole, like, the whole fantasy of, like, the Kylie Jenner thing, right? Like,
no, you know what? She will play
into that. Right, because people just go, oh, she fertile.
I mean, but what would the baby come out looking like? That's well, we all know what she used to look like, so there's that.
Right, because plastic surgery don't translate through DNA.
Mm-mm. Unless you do a Build-A-Baby, which is what some people are doing now. Mm-hmm. I was listening to an NPR show last week, and in the next 5 years, you will be able to build your own baby.
Illuminati. Speaking of trying to build your own baby, I don't know if you guys watch Dancing with the Stars. I don't. But I seen this and I thought it was freaking hilarious. So Barbara Cochran, she's from Shark Tank. Honey, she was out here trying to grab some cock the other night.
Wait, is she the one with the short hair?
The older woman?
Yeah, and they both old. No shade, no tea, but all the shade in the world, palm trees and glasses.
Well, all right, yeah, the one with the short hair. The one that looked like she had at least plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Maybe she just go get fillers every once in a while. You know
I mean,
saying?
One looks 80, one looks 65, so there right. you go.
One just hit that AARP. She was at Lisa Rae's birthday party.
Yesterday. Players Club. Hey, what is it? Don't make the money, let them make. Y'all know what it is. Go ahead, hashtag beat your reality check. So what about her grabbing what?
All right, so she was, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at this picture of her. I love her on Shark Tank because she's like the old grandma that just be like throwing these little... I ain't gonna mess with you, and I'm not even gonna try and have a conversation. I'm out. You'd be like, damn, man.
Right? Like, is you ever gonna take a deal?
Okay, Lori, the other old one, she be trying to be nice, but she's like, mm-hmm. I think this product is amazing. Yeah. It is honestly one of the most ingenious products I have ever come across
lies.
In my entire
lies
life.
You
As
tell.
A matter of fact, I love the packaging that you have. Unfortunately for me, I'm allergic to strawberries, so I'm out. And it's like, bitch, this is banana, like, in the fuck? And she's like, yeah, I'm just out, sorry. But anyway, so Barbara, they were giving her score or whatever. So, you know, grandma got real excited, and she didn't know what to do, so she just put her hand back to try. And
honey, Blanche was on top of it on yesterday.
She tried to grab her partner's hand. She grabbed something else, and she was like, well.
Did the guy have a reaction? Who's her partner?
Held on to dear life. I don't know what his name is.
Is he black?
Uh-huh.
Oh, the only black one on there. I don't know his name either, but honey, you was hanging out. You didn't have to hang on for dear life, I'm sure.
Right, he was just right there. He was just like, he thought it was a wall. He was like, I thought it was his arm. I would have thought so too, girl.
How about that?
How about that?
Shout out to Derek Fisher. I did not watch the episode of Dancing with the Stars, but I did see a clip, and he did really good. He came out to, we're playing basketball, you know, that whatever. Oh, yeah. But he was really, really good. I was impressed. I'm not typically impressed. Honey, that was a really good first dance, but I don't think that you're going to take it home. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Moving right along, we already talk about Kanye West and his weight gain. You need to I don't know what you're eating. Maybe it is his medication. I'm not sure, so I'm just going to hold off on the shade.
Well, I'm not going to. So I don't know if you heard about this, but the Dash store in West Hollywood.
What?
Linda, listen. So apparently, you know, the girls was just working up in the store and they were just minding their own business. Uh-huh. And this woman came in with a revolver and she was like, free Cuba! Stay away from Cuba!
What?
And the girls were like, what? Like, so they called 911. The woman left. The woman came back and left a machete in between the door.
In West Hollywood?
In West Hollywood. I'm like, girl, first of all, like, okay, come in with the gun.
What's she look like? Because you know she ain't black.
Free
Cuba! What?
Why do you have a machete, girl?
Get out.
A machete? Rambo, calm down.
Ooh, I cannot. Scott Disick is now skating.
With
well, skating through. Sophia Richie, and everyone is really upset. So Scott Disick is 34. Sophia Richie, who is Lionel Richie's daughter, is 19.
Oh.
Listen, I mean, she is an adult. Is she mentally mature? I don't know. But 19 wait, is pretty.
Whose daughter?
Lionel Richie.
I know who that is. Honey, and I'm sure Scott Disick is singing that song. Night long. Listening to Daddy. We're going to put Daddy on. That's awkward.
Listen, Scott Disick is. He's cute. Okay. I got a crush on Scott Disick. Not a crush like I would. I've said this before. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't marry Scott, but he's cute.
But you wouldn't kill him. She'd fuck him.
If I was 19, I would date Scott. Why not? Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's 19. She's legal. I don't have any problem with it. Oh, well. What am I going to... What is... Everyone was writing on Lionel's page, like, you need to put an end to this. What is he going to do?
Right. Like, get away from my daughter.
Oh, I'm going to get you.
Get away from my daughter.
Like, whatever. I... If anything, this is... Do you think that it's an upgrade from...
I think it's just a coin hop. Like, at the end of the day,
but he has coins.
Now he's going to have more coins. Especially,
I don't think that Sophia has coins. Her dad is like... I think that he's well off, but he's not like swimming in coins.
So Scott has coins like what?
I mean, he's a lord. I think that his family... Yeah. Lord Disick. That's not like a social media
girl,
thing.
I thought Lord Disick was from Shrek. But okay, I mean, congratulations, Scott.
I think his family has money. Like, why would a
so
Kardashian?
He's swimming in the rich pond. You know what I mean? Lionel Richie got coin. I would definitely assume Lionel Richie has. Well, actually, you know what?
Yeah, let's look him up.
I am going to look it up. But you know what's funny? Why I actually paused myself? Because American Idol won't pay Lionel Richie.
Exactly.
Won't pay him $10 million?
I don't think it was that much. Wait, how much did Katie get? Or is she getting? Oh. Let's cancel the whole show. Oh. Throw it in the trash. Throw it in the dumpster. No one's looking at it.
I know. Lionel, but Richie's... well, in 2012, was worth about $200 million. Well, wait, see, IRS filed tax lien.
Hello!
Lionel Richie to IRS. Hello?
Is it me you're looking for? So maybe this is a Sophia thing. Like, Sophia sought out Scott and was like, look, I'm about to get these coins. I'm about to get on with this last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
They're saying $200 million, but I don't believe this stuff either because I have
a friend.
Is
that Wikipedia?
No, it's like the celebrity net worth. But they all say it because even the richest and all them. Yeah. But I don't believe these things because I have a friend who Googled their name, too, with this. And it said she was worth $160 million. And I was like, bitch,
where?
Where are you hiding that girl?
Where?
I didn't think your puna was that big, girl. But if it is, I'm going to need you to open on up and let me get a stack. Just one. Thank you.
Speaking of opening up, Keisha Cole opened up to everyone about how she felt regarding the Kevin Hart and Eniko situation. So on the Jasmine...
Why?
Honey.
Does she know them?
Okay, so this is what happened. Mm-hmm. So the Jasmine brand posted something, mm-hmm. and it was a picture of Kevin Hart's mistress, the girl that he cheated on his wife, Eniko, for.
Because now she got a stripper video that's being released.
Who knows? Uh-huh. I didn't watch it.
I didn't.
So Keisha Cole commented under that picture of that lady, of that girl, she was totally worth, like, cheating on for, or whatever. To me, it felt like she was saying that the girl wasn't attractive or, like, this is it, like, seriously. As if it being Halle Berry or Beyonce would have made it any better. Like, cheating is cheating. It doesn't matter who it's with or who is, you know what I mean? So, yeah, she said that.
I'm just reading about Kevin and Anikaho. they're apparently doing well with their marriage. Anikaho was like, look, all right, you're going to cheat on me. That's fine. I'm going to stay in this long enough so I can get some money when I leave. Because apparently they still, October 1st, they're going to have their massive Lion King baby shower, which isn't the baby shower before the baby happens.
Yeah. She's still pregnant.
I mean, I get it. But, like, why are we having a Lion King themed party? Like, do you do that?
I mean, who cares?
$118,000. That's why she with him.
I mean, that was a Kobe Bryant move. Mm-hmm. You know when Kobe cheated on Vanessa.
I
here we come.
A ring. I would have wanted a ring.
Honey, give me rings.
Not the baby shower. Be like, Lion King, like the fuck? We can go see the movie when it comes out.
But this is Aniko's first baby, so I'm sure that he wants to go all out for her.
Congratulations, girl. But you know what? Look who you got her with.
at 8 months pregnant, you cheated on your wife. Once a player, always a player. Once a dog, roof, roof.
Probably at Lisa Ray's birthday party last night. Speaking of Kevin Hart, Ayanla fixed the goddamn lives. She's coming back on September 30th on OWN. Make sure you guys
Ayala,
check that.
Ayala, can you please put me a part of your cast? This is my life. Jesse, you want to come on there with me?
Mm-hmm. I already met her. Listen. I did an interview right here.
Yeah, we both, well, I met her too, but I didn't do the one-on-one interview. Mm-hmm. But, like, could you imagine both of us sitting on her couch like, we're ready?
She'd be like, y'all both need to shut the fuck up.
Ayala, but, not on Silence! My watch. Not on my watch. Oh my God.
Well, so she got talking about Tori Hart and talking about Tori Hart hasn't done the work.
Oh, she's a mess. And she hasn't.
She hasn't healed.
Wait, Tori Hart, the white one or the black one?
Who
I'm
the
confused.
Fuck is the white one?
Who the whore?
Who the whore?
I don't know.
Who the whore? I'm thinking you're talking about Tonya Hart, and I'm like,
wait, Tori Hart is Kevin Hart's wife, right?
Right. I'm thinking we talked about her the other day.
I'm thinking you're talking about the one on 90210 that used to play on 90210. What was her name?
Tori Spelling.
Oh, yeah. Tori, you're not a mess. I thought you were talking about Tori Spelling.
A mess.
No, I ain't gonna
Tori
give her
Spelling
that.
Looked like the Scream mask.
Happy Halloween! She looked like she would take its place in that little.
Oh my God! Come down.
Do you want to play a game? There's money down here.
I have 90210 episodes down here. Reruns.
Oh
my God.
So what
wait,
about
bitch,
Tori?
I'm not. So Tori, she said she basically a mess and hasn't gotten over the issue. And she feels, and Ayanna feels bad for Kevin Hart because he's being targeted as a black bitch. Look, no, I didn't mean to call you that, man. But I am saying, girl. I think I dropped the word a few times with her. She tapped my little arm.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing, girl. Like, okay. I'll say with Tori, okay, he probably does have a bad rap on him. Because Tori, she's like, basically, you can talk about your past, and that's totally fine. But when you start talking about your past in a way in which it damages the other person, that's negative on your own soul.
So
and
who is she blaming here? Because I hear you saying that Ayala is team Kevin Hart, which I have no idea.
I don't
idea.
Think she's full Kevin Hart, but I mean, she sides with him because she thinks as a black man, now he has a target on his back. I'm like, girl,
you
no, he don't have a
target
on his back.
There.
He put the target on Anika Ho, and then he put the target on this
no,
new
No, Anika
Ho.
Ho put it on Ho self. That's who Ho did it, period. Because she stepped into a married
and
situation.
And he stepped out of a married situation, too.
Did.
And he landed that nut
but
right
on her
back.
But what did Tori do? Tori didn't do anything. Like, she's allowed to talk about what is happening in her life that's healthy. I have never, in my experience, heard her say anything negatively about the marriage. She just spoke truth.
I but she too, never, I think like... They call each other, like, stupid names and things. Like that's just how they are with each other.
Yeah.
She'd be like, this dumbass motherfucker was out here cheating, putting his fucking dick in fucking it
and
holes
mind
and everything.
You that Kevin Hart did a whole stand-up about him cheating on his wife. Like,
yeah.
He actually was laughing about it and made money off of that.
I'm going to have to go see that. See this episode, girl.
Now, this is what the Kardashian should have did, because now I'm interested, and I got to watch, because I want to see what she going to say. Because I am not, definitely not, I'm nobody's team, because ain't nobody paying my bills. However, in my professional, shady nature, I'm team... What's her name? Tori Hart.
Bish. Like Tori Spelling over here. Ring-a-ling-a-ring, ring-a-ling-a-ling. Anthony, I need you to pull the video up. Can you open up YouTube? Look at that. All right. What I need you to type in is Mimi, M-I-M-I, Faust, F-A-U-S-T, giving advice on couples court.
It's Sunday. I don't know why my hair... Oop. I was just thinking something else because you paused. You're like Mimi Faust giving. And I'm like, oop.
I mean, as if
this
she hasn't done it before.
Show.
Honey, where? What show? It should be like 35 seconds.
Well,
is that popping up there?
While he is doing that, I want to talk about T.I. and Tiny. They are
Girl,
back
don't
together.
Do this right here. Let's speak with couples. Let's
well,
see
shoot,
what
that's
kind.
All I had to say. We done with that. Really? They back together, y'all? Wait, what
you
is might,
actually, you know what? Just type it in Google. It'll pop up on EUR Web. Spotlight of the week.
Dang, that was a horrible sound of... What was that?
If not, I'll just...
So anyway, let me just elaborate on T.I. and Tiny.
Because we care. Go ahead.
Being together again. Mm. It was rumored that they were getting divorced, but now they are back on. Them and their 18,562 kids. Congratulations. Right. Moving right along. Did we pull it up?
Yeah, here you go. All right. Play that. I want to hear this audio. Oh, we see that video too.
What is it?
She on couples court giving advice about cheating.
Mimi? Giving advice? Where? Where?
Bitch, where?
Where?
Trying to figure it out, girl.
Right. Okay, no worries. That's we'll okay. just keep on moving on. So Eva Marcel is rumored
that?
To be
America's Next Top Model.
Like she has a particular attitude, which is why I think she'll fit right in on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's rumored because she was recently seen with all of them at some event. They were all taking pictures, and there were cameras in the background. So one can only imagine that she's going to be on at least one episode.
Fine,
maybe one episode. She's a tester. Maybe she's going to. Okay,
that's fine. I just want to hear what she got to say.
Do what you. Okay, all right.
Have you ever had an experience where a partner was cheating with a friend? I know that's like a rhetorical question. Tell us about it. Just tell us about it.
Oh my God. It was terrible. He had her in his phone under, a different name, and the person is calling in the middle of the night, and I'm like, why is your phone ringing at 4 and 5 in the morning? And it's my homeboy from the studio.
It ain't your homeboy.
Just crazy.
You had this gut feeling at some point.
It felt like I swallowed a cinder block.
All right, girl. I thought they talking about that. Look, that's clickbait. EUR web. I love y'all, but that was clickbait. Would you take advice from her? No, I wouldn't.
Who would take advice from Mimi Faust? Seriously, and,
couples court. What you got her on here for? You should have had her at the fucking witness stand.
That's how you know she needs some coins. And Atlanta's rent is cheap, so she desperate out here for coins. Okay.
Well, I mean, what's it called? They just produced. Mariah Carey just performed "Honey," so there should be a little check coming over to Stevie. So.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Bonnie Bella is finally growing into her features. It was a little bit of... Let me stop. All right. So are those all of your stories?
Nope. One more.
Let's have it.
So Shaza Sunset, Miss Gigi, right?
I thought that was canceled or done.
I mean, I'm sure it is, but I haven't seen anything about these people in a long time. It popped on up. I was like, okay, what they talk about? So apparently she got married in her and her husband Shalom got married in January 25th. So she claims that they broke up 2 months after March.
I believe it.
He claims that they just separated last week, September 13th. And he's out here saying he wants some spousal support. Want some spousal support. And I'm just like, how long do you have to be together with somebody before you're allowed to have that? Like, if you guys haven't even been married a full year, why would you need spousal support? Because spousal support is like, I've become accustomed to a lifestyle, which comes with years and like children.
I mean, all depends on who has a coin. Like, if she has a coin, then of course you're going literally, as soon as we get married, I'm sure that we're living in a mansion and we're driving certain kinds of cars and eating kinds of foods and going. So I'm accustomed to that lifestyle.
It need to be a year or something. Like you talking about 6 months.
According to California law, it does not have to be a certain amount. Well, I think that it's a certain amount of time, but I don't think that it's a year.
Really?
I could be wrong. Let us know. Hashtag be at your reality check. I'm going to move on to Stevie Wonder came out and he said, you know what? I am going to take a knee. If you have been living under a rock, everyone or some people are boycotting the NFL.
Jay-Z, Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm. Donald Trump been acting real court, had some words to say to Steph Curry. I'm like, oop.
And Steph Curry was like,
skirt. And some people came to his defense. LeBron James came to his defense. Other people, whatever, whatever. So reality check to Stevie Wonder taking a knee on stage. I was really hoping he didn't like get too close to the edge, but somebody was helping him, so he was cool.
Reality X to Donald Trump's tweet that stated, pleased to inform the Pittsburgh Penguins of the NFL will join me at the White House for the ceremony. Great team. As if you couldn't look any more of the white supremacists. You have a fucking hockey team. coming to the fucking White House? Like, let's look at that. My thing is this, though. You're sitting up here going back and forth talking about, oh, everyone should boycott the NFL. Oh, the NFL is being disrespectful to the flag. Bitch, you're being disrespectful, sir. Fucking Puerto Rico ain't going to have electricity for how many fucking months?
Four.
And you're out here talking about a fucking football game because a man said, hey, you know what? You ain't focused on the country, so I'm going to take a seat. Then that's disrespecting the flag. I ain't burning the flag. I ain't doing nothing to the flag. I'm waving a Confederate flag out here. I'm waving the American flag, okay? But you're out here supporting people who support two flags, different flags, that are what? Separating the fucking country. So my thing is, Trump, wipe the goddamn Cheeto off your face, roll that hair back, and get your hands fucking, like Walmart says, roll it on back, girl. And put your hands in, and let's get to fucking work. Let's make America great.
Reality check, Cardi B is now number one on the Billboard Top 100. Now, I thought that she would do it. I mean, that was your... Listen, so do you really think that there is some beef between Nicki and Cardi? Nicki came out with a tweet yesterday or the day before saying like people are gonna really make me have to roll up or something like that. I don't know. But then Cardi came out and was like, you know, people used to talk down on her and not give her a chance, not give her an opportunity. Some people are thinking that Cardi B is giving her haters too much attention and they're so tired of her.
She does do it because Cardi came out and posted something like which it's fun to me, it's fucking hilarious because I love trolling a troll. But she'd be like, she was like, all these fake Cardi B pages, y'all need to cut it the fuck out or I'm gonna find you and slap you in the face.
Listen, do you think that she has a long lasting career? Like some people were saying on the internet that she's going to be irrelevant next summer. Some people say maybe in 5 years or three. But do you think that because she's a one hit wonder right now, her album is coming out soon. But is that something that we're naturally going to gravitate to? Is it going to be like her next hit with Offset? Like, how are you going to approach this, Cardi?
I don't know. I could see it going two ways, to be honest.
In the trash or...
Well, I think there's so many female rappers out right now that are dope. And they're not being...
Where?
Girl, watch Black Hollywood Lies, the beat, honey. We play them every goddamn week. Right. Look who ain't paying attention, talking about, you never watch the shows.
Okay, bitch. I'll be watching this week every single week.
Okay, well, you missing... on another shit, okay? I ain't on just the one show, okay? I got shows.
Y'all check out This Week and The Beat.
On Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Thank you if you want to know about all these new upcoming...
Yeah, see, I don't really care.
...indie artists. Well, you should because they're dope. And I think that it's like... I want to support Cardi B because I love her. I think she's dope as hell. I love a few songs that she has. The context of what she raps about, though, is kind of like the song with Karma Sutra with GCJ.
That's on that week.
You gonna fuck me all night. And she starts the song with, like, ain't no one can suck a dick better than me. I'm going to grab it with two hands, and I'm going to put it in my mouth. I'm going
to
slap
her out. Like, who really is listening to this stuff? But then it's scary because people really are.
And don't get twisted. I was in the car jamming. I had it on repeat last night. I was like, ain't no one fuck me all night.
But you know what? Then I have to think about, well, Ashley, when you were, like, 19, 18, you were listening to Kaya, my neck, my back, and I'm like, and if that song comes on at any time of the day,
get it,
shake your body, don't stop,
don't miss, do it,
and Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 and 2000. Oh, she already has her pose, it's going down. So you know what, I'm gonna let y'all have this Cardi B thing. Do you know who's Little Henny or Little Honey or something? She shouted out this, I'm trying to find it, but she shouted out this, I think she's a rapper, and Cardi B was like, oh girl, you look cute. And then someone commented, like, everyone trying to be like Nicki. And then Cardi B responded to that, like, where? How? Tell me, please. And
I don't think Cardi's trying to be like Nicki at all. I think Cardi is her own person. I think Nicki I don't think Nicki cares about Cardi B.
But she tweeted out something about Cardi B in response to that. Well, I don't know if it is
response. No, I don't think it was. I think you know how trolls on the internet are probably talking shit, and she was just like, y'all want me to drop some shit? Like, for real? I will.
But I feel like it's in response, though.
I think Nicki's irritated because, I mean, look how much work Nicki Minaj has put in.
Where?
What? Girl, come on. Don't even try that. Nicki Minaj just put in fucking work. She went it from letting an itty bitty piggy in the market.
See, I like that.
I love it, too.
The Pink Print was my favorite
girl,
album.
That wasn't off the Pink Print. That was off Beam Me Up, Scotty, the mixtape, girl.
Well, shoot. I don't know. Yeah, I told y'all I ain't know. So I know. There's that.
But the Pink Print was dope. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, the re-release of that was dope. The Reloaded, all the Pink Fridays. I was here for everything.
Pink Friday,
Nicki.
Black Friday, Nicki this Friday, Friday after next.
You know what I mean? She had a little Kmart situation going. I never walked into the section, but I walked by and I was
what
like,
what Kmart situation?
Yeah, Nicki Minaj, she had like these Santi Alley tights. She had bedspreads and all that. I was like, go
she
ahead.
She did not
girl.
Have bedspreads.
Nicki Minaj? Yeah, she had like these she had tights that looked like the universe. She had like her own little section. It was like her, Sofia Vergara had.
Oh, I love me some Sofia.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, the little Kmart brands. Okay, that's cute. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. You didn't go to Macy's. You know what I mean? You were like, let me
could
be able so
though?
People could afford it. I'm sure Nicki Minaj could have.
At that point in her career?
At that point in her career, she was like her...
Okay, listen, I'm
That's
just...
when she went blonde and she was like very like...
Oh, got it, snatched.
Kardashian. She was serving white woman realness. What's that? What happened?
I know you did not compare her to the Kardashians.
Why not? Sure did. Ooh. Ooh, my Uno Dare card off of Amazon Prime just shipped out.
Listen, happy 46th birthday to both Sanaa Lathan and...
I thought you said Boa Sanaa. I'm like...
To Sanaa Lathan and Jada Pinkett Smith.
And Lisa Ray. We ain't gonna just rash her birth.
She's 50. Oh. She looks great. We're not shading her. It's just funny because we were supposed to be at the party and we were just like, where?
Jesse
called. No, you were.
I was busy.
No, you were not. Jesse called me like, is you go? I'm like, no. And then I was like, well, maybe I'll go to the party. And Jesse was like, I will be nowhere in the vicinity.
I was busy. I had things to do.
Okay, so my point was, happy birthday to both of them.
I was walking the streets trying to find Ashley, and man, found him.
Did? Listen, is Jada Pinkett a Scientologist? Do you think so, like, in your heart of hearts?
Well, girl, you said you watched this week, so you already know my answer.
No,
I don't. I think that, like she said she has, like, a Russell Stover candy box. She has tried a little bit here, a little bit there. Reached over into the Catholic, reached over into the Buddhist, reached over into the Baptist, reached over into all of them. And she's taste tested them all. And she believes that no one can put you in a box. And I was like, go ahead. What's that man's name?
That was a real good read. Oh, it was a real
was.
Good read.
But I love Leah Remini because I just think the show's messy and it's just, I love it.
See,
I live for it. Like, open the box of Illuminati for me. Scientology.
I'm not saying that Jada Pinkett Smith is a Scientologist.
But I feel like that is what a Scientologist would say.
Yeah, and I think that she's heavily involved. Like, you don't just show up to the Celebrity Center and be playing hide-and-go-seek with Tom Cruise just to be playing hide-and-go-seek.
They were playing it or their kids were playing it?
No, they were. The adults.
Wait, what?
Yes, Aaliyah, you didn't come on now. Come on with the facts. Listen,
Tom
yeah, they
Cruise.
Were playing
hide.
Listen, you know we used to say hide and go get it, so I don't know how to pronounce. You don't ever play that?
Hide and go get it. That's
yeah.
A different game, boo.
Yeah, I know.
Mom be like, hide and go get it. Go get it. All right.
No, this is
don't bring it back.
Okay, so he don't know. Y'all know what I mean. Hashtag future reality check. So, yeah, I really think that she is involved in Scientology. She can claim to be all of these other different religions. I think that that's, like, kind of what Scientologists are. They don't necessarily claim any specific religion.
But they want to study,
But, yeah, so I'm like, yeah, girl, I know you study all these.
Oh, that's a rough picture of Jada.
Let me see.
Oh, she like...
Oh, she looks cute.
Girl.
Jada can do no wrong. Listen, I'm like, Jada, you got an open marriage. You a Scientologist. I still love her as a person. Like, I think that she just owns who she is, and she refuses to let people put her in the box. And I'm all for that. But I definitely believe Leah Remini. Like, why would she lie all this tea she's been spilling. And I agree with you. I'm surprised she isn't dead. Not that I don't want, that I want her to be dead. But honey, from listening and watching those different documentaries, these Scientologist people, they're crazy. And they just be killing people off. They still haven't found the president's wife or ex-wife or somebody. She's still gone.
And I wouldn't have been at this house playing hide and go seek, talking about a 7,000 square foot house with 3 full acres. That sounds like a horror
movie.
Listen,
but did you find the facts on there? Because, honey, that's not rumor. It was adults playing hide and go seek because Tom Cruise wanted to play.
And she said Will Smith was not. She'd never seen Will Smith there.
But Leah was like, they all were playing hide and go seek at the Scientology Celebrity Center. And Jada was there in the flesh. And she was like, I am not playing this. I am going home.
Jada said that?
No, Leah. And Leah gives me Kings of Queens. Like, I can hear her say, I am not playing this. I am going home.
Hiding what?
Hiding who? Grabbing her bags. I'm out of here. I can just see her and I'm like, what is going on?
You're 50.
Right. And she got into it when she was really young. So I can kind of see like her just being in it for a while and then things clicking, like, wait, because she seemed like a very strong personality. Like, this is really crazy. And Jada seems like, oh, this is interesting. Oh, this is, I'm gonna stay and check this out. Well, I'm not gonna be home tonight because I'm gonna be playing hide and go seek all night at the Scientology Center.
Ooh.
What's
Rem and I also noted when Jada was on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live a few weeks ago promoting her film Girls Trip, and Andy Cohen said to her, have you read Leah Remini's book? Uh-huh. And he was like, uh-huh, what was the whole thing about playing tag? And she said, oh, she lied. He goes, isn't that weird to play tag? And she goes, no, the kids were there. Leah says in her book that was untrue bullshit. There were no kids there. I was like, okay, all right, you're going to do that? More power to you.
So listen, she never denied that she was not playing hide and go seek. Her scapegoat was, no, the kids were there. Yeah, the kids were. You were playing hide and go seek. Listen, do
Katie
what you
Holmes
do.
Katie Holmes is so happy. That's why we ain't seen her. She's just happy knitting something somewhere. Like, oh my God, Dawson's Creek.
Well, she's dating Jamie Foxx. Mm-hmm. That was the honey from night to day. From day to night. Literally.
Jamie was like, let me get you away from that Scientology.
Let me take you to a black dick. Let me take you to a Baptist church.
Katie
probably in there. Like,
get them exercise them demons.
Ooh, Lord, yes, God. Katie now probably making collard greens, ham, hocks, sweet potatoes. Like, she got a little soul in her now. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think. Hashtag VHO reality check. You can find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV.
Everywhere, DJ Jesse J.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Jesse.
I was just like, girl.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay.
No,
thanks
not
for tuning
it
was... in.
Right.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.